Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are going live now down south, where we're joined by Martha Megan, a former Western New Yorker who now lives in Gulfport, Florida. Martha, thank you for joining us this morning. You're now living in Gulfport, but we understand that's not where you are right now, is it?
No, I'm happy to be with you guys this morning. My husband and I decided at the end of the Bills game, we better skedaddle and head north. So we're in Myrtle Beach at my brother-in-law's home, and safe and sound. We're a little concerned, obviously, about what's going to happen with our condo building. But, you know, the good Lord will provide. So we're trying to stay positive and prayerful.
Martha, where is your condo? Is it right on the Gulf?
No, we are on Gulfport is a little fishing community from way back when. It's very quaint, and it sits on Boca Ciega Bay. And when I look out my ninth floor condo window on the bay, I can see the Don Cesar Hotel, which those people who've been to St. Pete Beach will recall, this giant pink hotel, World War II era place. That's St. Pete Beach. St. Pete Beach is on the Gulf of Mexico. So all that separates us from the Gulf of Mexico is the bay and the St. Pete Beach Barrier Island. So
were you told to evacuate? Were you given an order or was it a suggestion? What can you tell us about where you live and what the experience was?
Oh, boy. So in Florida, one of the big things they preach is know your zone. So we know that we live in Zone A. Zone A is anyone who lives 3 miles within a coastline. And then there's Zone B and C. And I'm in Pinellas County on the Gulf Coast. And they issued a mandatory evacuation order for everyone in Zone A and those who live in mobile homes. That was the first evacuation order. That said, they don't come to your door and say, get out, go. They don't force you to leave. It is a mandatory evacuation. I call it a suggestion. But people who've lived in Florida long and hard know that you pay attention. And when you see this storm coming at you, you make a quick assessment and you go. And we realized the severity of this one pretty early on. So we were able to leave and beat the traffic that is now bumper to bumper on 75 and 95 going north.
So you were not in that big exodus. You were ahead of it?
We were ahead of it. We left Sunday evening about 5:30, and we got to near Jacksonville, Fernandina Beach, which is on Amelia Island, and we stayed the night. And then got up yesterday and drove the rest of the way to Myrtle Beach. So we were here by yesterday afternoon.
Well, I mean, that's good news there. What's the scene like in Myrtle Beach? You know, a lot of people wondering, after Helene, just how much of North Carolina experienced some of that widespread damage? We heard so much about Asheville. What about on the other side of the state?
Well, again, this is South Carolina. And they normally, for Helene, they had a lot of tornado watches and warnings. That was the byproduct of that hurricane here. My brother-in-law's place is fine. We drove in through, Myrtle Beach. It's still, a resort city, and there was still a lot of traffic and a lot of businesses are open. It looks like life is going on normal here. I'm not on the Atlantic Ocean side. I'm on the intercoastal waterway at my brother-in-law's home. So, storms do come, and years ago, my brother-in-law's home here was flooded because all the water comes down from all the other tributaries and gets into the intercoastal, and then the rain, and obviously they had some flooding here years ago. But so, you know, we're just grateful that we're safe, and, you know, no one wants to lose their home and start over. I feel for the people who live, you know, have homes on the ground. I'm on a ninth floor of a 10-story condominium complex, and we didn't have any bad effects from Helene at all. The only effect was that I had to throw out my entire refrigerator and freezer of food because of being without power for a week. And other than that, you know, we are very blessed.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, you did share some pictures with us, and it looks like you had a lot of damage around you from Helene.
Yeah, we Friday morning, the 27th, I went down. I had to walk down the stairs because we had pulled our elevators up to the 10th floor and locked them out because we were anticipating water from the surge could get into our elevator shaft. So I took the flight downstairs, and all the neighbors came out. Everyone was cleaning. And I looked, and there's a boat came out of the bay and was lodged up next door to the building next door to us and broke their gas line into their complex and broke a window. And then during the week, I managed to finally get out, and I drove into downtown Gulfport, and there was a couple of more boats that were beached in parking lots and on their side. And that, to me, shows the power of Mother Nature. And a lot of boats, more out in Boca Ciega Bay, and people live on their houseboats and sailboats. And, you know, as you know, Susan, you got to really anchor down in the storm. And they don't do a great job of that sometimes.
Wow, that is something. Martha, do you know, are any of your neighbors staying, or do you think everybody left?
Well, I was just checking some last-minute texts, and a couple, there's probably about eight people in the building right now. You know, we set up evacuation forms for anyone who's kind of 85 or older. We kind of keep track of them, and especially if they're have any medical conditions. We have one lady who's oxygen dependent. She was evacuated late yesterday afternoon, thank God. But there's a gentleman there who has ALS, and his life is on a scooter, and he can manage, but he refuses to go. And we're like, you really need to get out of here. And he's like, I'm not going anywhere. I've been here 30 years. And, you know, there's free will, right? And people have to make the decision that's best for them. I don't always agree with it, but, you know, all we can do is pray for them. So there's about eight people, I think, in the building right now, maybe six, because two more people were leaving this morning.
When that time comes to make the decision on when to head back, what exactly are you looking for? Are you going to be calling people there, just going to wait a day or two and head back regardless? What's your thinking right now?
Well, I'm on the board of directors of our building. We live in a complex that has 18 buildings. Some are three stories, some four, some six, some 10, some 12. And each is an individual association. So the president, she went up to Tallahassee. I'm here. I've got our treasurer in Alabama and our vice president in Miami. So the vice president will probably get back soon first, and he'll make an assessment and call us and let us know where we're at. But We don't know because the authorities may say, we have to condemn your buildings. You may not be able to go in there. So we're just going to have to wait and see what happens. I'm sure I'll get pictures. I know I'll hear from the people, and I'll be in touch with the people that are who stayed and make sure I'll check with them and see if they're okay. Our building is concrete and concrete block, and many people have hurricane impact windows and hurricane shutters, and can prepare as best you can. Our concern again with this storm is the surge of water. And the last time it flooded the first 12 units on the first floor, everyone got flooded out. And so now they're saying the surge could be, 8 to 10 feet, which could get into the second floor units and flood them out. But our building has flood insurance, and we've already started the remediation procedure for the people on the first floor. But now we're in a holding pattern until after Milton passes by. So, yeah, it's a wait and see at this point, but lots of prayers are being offered, and we just hope and pray that everyone will be safe and that there won't be much loss of life anywhere in Florida.
Well, Martha, our thoughts are with you and Dan, and glad that you're on higher ground and safe. And we wish you the best, and thank you so much for joining us.
Happy to do it. You know, God bless Western New York for all that you guys do to help everyone around the world.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.